When I came in tonight,
今天晚上我来的时候
to this great church in Somerset,
来到这个美德教会
your pastors and members of your church showed me a lot of love.
啊，你们在座的弟兄姊妹啊，还有你们的牧师，哎，给了我非常大的关爱。
Thank you.
谢谢你们。
As I look around at the congregation,
当我四面环顾我们的会众。
I see a number of your children are here tonight.
我看见有很多年轻人和孩子。
A lot of them I know.
很多人我已经认识。
I have had the joy of working with them in Trinidad.
我有荣幸跟他们在千里达一起侍奉。
And I would like to say thank you to the parents who had faith enough to send their kids to Trinidad.
啊，我这里再次表示感谢。
We thank you for the good work that they did.
啊，感谢你们在那里当地做的非常好的工作。
Tonight, as we look at this mission, as we begin the mission conference,
今天当我们开始讲有关宣道的事情的时候
，we are talking about crossing the street and crossing the sea.
我们所讲的事情是怎样过一条街，然后是怎样渡一条大海。
However, tonight,
然而今天
，I would like to concentrate on the family.
今天我们要专门讲的题目是有关我们家庭的事情。
Tonight I want to take time to tell you a little bit about my story.
今天晚上我要跟大家分享一下我自己个人的事情。
And how missions affected my family.
跟大家谈谈我的宣教工作对我们的家庭有什么直接的影响。
Tonight I want to pay tribute to the churches in America that sends mission teams around the world.
在此我要专门对美国众多的教会派他们的宣教士到全世界宣教，包括千里达宣教，表示再次的感谢和敬意。
I know that most young people don't have any money to go on a mission trip, so it has to be their parents sending them.
我知道在座的年轻人，他们自己本身没有钱去做短宣，一定是他们背后的父母在做经济上的支持。
And so tonight I say to the parents, thank you, and I bow before you.
所以在对在座的父母，我也表示对你们表示感谢，我向你们鞠躬。
You see, it's because of the mission, the young people coming on missions to Trinidad.
因为有宣教这件事情，所以年轻人有机会到千里达来宣教。
That's how I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是我就是通过这样的事情才认识主耶稣基督的。
A number of years ago,
几年前
some young people from Michigan came to Trinidad.
密哲安有几个年轻人来到了千里达。
Now Trinidad is so small compared to the world.
当然，千里达这个国家和世界别的国家比起来是一个非常小的国家。
When we went to school, our teachers described Trinidad in respect to the world as a drop in the bucket.
那我们上学的时候，我们老师经常说，千里达和世界比起来就是沧海一滴水。
That's how small Trinidad is.
那就说千里达是非常小的。
Not only is Trinidad so small, but I lived in a village called Five Rivers.
不仅千里达很小，我住的一个地方一个村庄叫做五海五湖。
But in that village, there was only one river.
然而那条村里边其实只有一条河。
I believe that could be very confusing for people who wanted to come tell us about Jesus.
当然，那些来宣教向我们宣讲耶稣基督的时候，那些宣教士到我们这里来，一定会感到很困惑。
But I want to thank God Almighty tonight.
但是今天。
That some young people came to Trinidad and told me about Jesus Christ.
但正是因为神差遣了这样一些年轻人来到了千里达，跟我们宣讲主耶稣基督的事情。
The power of the gospel and missions.
神的大能通过宣教能够彰显出来。
Tonight we don't want to cross the street tonight, nor are we going to cross the sea tonight.
今天晚上我们并不要先过街，也不要过河过海。
I want us to come out of our rooms tonight.
今天我们要讲的是
and cross the corridors of our homes.
我们要走出我们自己的房间，来到我们的房间的大厅里面。
I want us to go down the steps into the living room.
然后走下台阶，来到起居室。
And into the dining room.
走到餐厅。
And there we will meet the family.
在那里跟我们的家人相遇。
When I was a young boy in Trinidad,
当我在千里达还是个年轻人的时候
，I was born to Hindu parents.
我出生在一个印度教的家庭。
There were eight children plus ma and pa.
有一共我们家庭一共有八个孩子，再加上我们的祖辈。
My father was a practicing Hindu.
我父亲一直是印度教的祭司。
And so he woke us up early every morning.
他每天早晨把我们叫起来。
Papa's philosophy was the sun should never rise on his children.
他我父亲呢叫他的观点就是，你在起来之前阳光不应该照在你自己。
So therefore we had to get up early in the morning, clean ourselves and go before the prayer flags.
Okay, 所以我们早晨很早起来就把洁净自己的身体。
And that's what I knew about life and God.
就是通过这样的一些礼仪，我知道了生有关生命的事情，有关和神有关的事情。
It was there I worshipped at the prayer flag.
在那里，我开始崇拜我们印度教的神。
And at the shrine that my father had built in his yard.
在我们在后院里边，我父亲造了一个神社，我在那里敬拜，我在那里崇拜。
And there I gave my gifts and offerings to the gods of stone and wood.
在那里。我用自己孩子所有的礼物来献给我所认识的那个神。
These gods, of course, could not hear me, nor could they touch me.
当然，这些偶像，这些神是偶像，他既听不见我，也不能碰我。
But every morning, Papa got us up and sent us out so that we could give our offerings to the gods.
所以有一天早晨，我父亲把我们叫起来，叫我们出去献祭。
I thank God that the young missionaries came to Trinidad when I was about 12 and a half years old.
当我12岁半的时候，我在那里遇见了从外面派来的宣教士，年轻的宣教士。
And they told me that Jesus was the one true and living God.
他告诉我，耶稣基督才是真正的神。
I pondered on what they had said.
我对他的话进行了很长时间的思考。
In terms of what my parents were saying to me.
然后跟他说的，跟我父母所教训我的做了一些比较。
You see, Papa and Mama would say, after we were finished with the worship out in the yard with the gods, Mama and Papa would say, see how the gods have accepted your gifts.
我父母在我在院子里边所建的那些神社献完祭以后，我父母会说，你看神是多么喜悦你们，悦纳你所献的东西。
As a young man, I pondered those things in my heart.
所以我作为一个年轻人，我从小就把这些话记在心里面。
Because what I saw as I poured my gifts to the gods, I saw the sun came up and dried up the milk and the sweet food that I gave to the gods.
但是我当时所能记得的就是我把那些食物，那些牛奶啊，那些水果献给我当时所认识的神的时候，当太阳起来的时候，就把这些食物、这些牛奶给晒得很干，晒干了。
The milk and the food that I wanted to eat, I gave it to the gods.
这些牛奶、这些食物、这些水果本来是我自己很想吃的，但是我把它献给我所认识、我所信仰的那些神子。
But as a young boy, I saw the insects and the animal came by and ate it up.
但是作为小孩，我亲眼看见那些虫、那些动物过来把这些食物全给吃光了。
And Mama and Papa said, "See." How the gods have accepted your gift.
然后父母就说：“你看，你所信仰的神是多么喜悦你所献的这些食物啊。”
At the Bible club,
在一个圣经俱乐部里面
，where the missionaries told us about Jesus Christ.
在那里，宣教士跟我们讲耶稣基督的事情。
7 young people came to Bible club.
一共有7个年轻人来到了这个查经班、查经俱乐部。
There were 5 neighbors and 1 brother, one of my blood brother.
其中有5个是我们的邻居，还有一个是我自己的同胞兄弟。
The power of mission is as such.
福音的大能就是这样。
That 15 young people told 7 young people about Jesus Christ, and all of us gave our heart to Jesus Christ.
当时有15个宣教士跟我们7个人讲耶稣基督的事情，结果我们7个人全部让我们降服在耶稣基督脚下。
In understanding mission now.
所以我现在非常理解那个宣教的事情的重要性。
I would imagine that some parents would have said, "What a waste of money!"
很多家长也许会说，宣教这件事情是浪费钱呢。
To send 15 people to Trinidad so that 7 people could come to Jesus.
你看，要派15个人到千里达，结果只得到了7个人，很不划算。
But that was not a waste, and I want to tell you a little story tonight.
所以，但我要今天给你们讲个故事。
My brother and I accepted Jesus. We were 2 of the 7 who invited Jesus in our heart.
我和兄弟，我和我的同胞兄弟接受了主耶稣基督，是7个人当中的2个接受耶稣的。
There were 6 boys and 1 young lady who accepted Christ that day.
那里一共有6个男孩和1个姑娘，小女孩一起接受了主耶稣基督。
The six young men became full-time pastors of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这六个男孩最后成了全世界侍奉主的牧师。
And the one young woman, she got involved in education.
那个女孩最后来做了从事教育。
The Lord laid it upon her heart that she needed to talk to the minister of education.
神感动她的心，让她去和那个主管教育的教育部长去谈话。
And this one young lady was able to persuade our government to have a period every week where we teach about Jesus in the schools.
结果这个妇女，就从事教育的妇女，说服了我们，说服了我们的政府，让我们政府允许我们的公立学校每星期有一段时间专门讲耶稣基督的事情。
The power of missions.
这就是宣教的大能。
When I told my papa that I'd accepted Jesus Christ as my savior.
当我告诉我的父亲我接受了主耶稣基督作为我的救主以后
All hell broke loose in our home.
结果家里闹翻天了。
My papa being a staunch Hindu.
我的父亲是一个非常虔诚的印度教徒。
There was no problem with us going to church.
我们到教会去他很不高兴。
But the problem came when we told Ma and Pa that Jesus was the one true and living God.
当我们告诉爸爸妈妈耶稣基督才是我们真正的神，我们所信仰的神的时候，这个问题就非常大了。
And that we were going to get baptized and follow Jesus all the way.
我告诉他们，我当时告诉他们，我们要受洗，然后一辈子跟从主耶稣基督。
I will be talking about we, and that we means my brother and I.
当时我用的字是我们，也就是指我和我的兄弟。
My father became very furious.
当时我的父亲非常恼火。
And my papa whipped my brother and I.
我父亲和 papa whipped. 这所有的父亲就是抽打、鞭打我和我的兄弟。
My papa told us that we were his worst children.
我父亲说我是他们最害，我们俩是他最不好的孩子，最坏的孩子。
He had eight children in all.
他一共有八个孩子。
My brother became so frustrated with the treatment that papa was giving us.
所以我的兄弟对父亲这样的虐待他很不高兴，也非常灰心，非常失望。
He was 5 years older than I was.
他比我大五岁。
And so he ran away and went to South America.
所以他出逃了，然后来到了南美洲。
Well, I was the only one at home, and so Papa had only one to whip on.
所以我就家里唯一一个留下来，我父亲可以鞭打，就用鞭子抽打我们的。
My papa told me that I needed to stop that foolishness and denounce the Lord Jesus Christ.
父亲告诉我要停止我现在终止我现在的信仰，要放弃主耶稣基督。
He said that if you didn't do that, then I was no longer his son.
他说如果我不这样做的话，就不再是他的儿子。
I was 13. I was about 13 years old at this time.
那时候我才13岁。
But I could not deny what Jesus had done in my heart.
但是我怎么也没有办法否认主耶稣基督在我身上所做的工。
And so, even though I loved and respected my father, I told him that I could not deny Jesus Christ.
所以虽然我尊重非常尊重我的父亲，但是我仍然对他说我没有办法否认主耶稣基督。
My papa then told me that I needed to leave home.
所以那时候父亲对我说你得离开家里。
I couldn't be his son anymore.
我不能再做他的儿子了。
Before I went away, I spent a few nights in the backyard on the cashew tree.
Okay, 在我离开家之前，那天晚上我在院子里边，在那个 cashew 那个腰果树那里。
I tied myself at night to the branches so that I would not fall off.
我把自己给绑在那棵树上，所以我不会倒下来。
But Papa said that just couldn't continue, so he sent me away from home.
但是他说，我父亲说，即使你把自己绑上了也没用，他所以还是把我赶出去了，赶出家了。
I told Papa that I wanted to talk to him about Jesus Christ.
我当时对我父亲说，我要跟他好好谈谈耶稣基督，有关耶稣基督的事情。
But Papa told me that little children were only to be seen and not heard.
Okay, 他说，小孩子不能教训大人，小孩子只配听话。
So he told me that when I was 18 years old, that he will be willing to talk to me.
等到我十八岁的时候，我父亲总算跟我说，他愿意和我谈，坐下来谈谈。
And so I went away.
所以那天我等到他早说那天我就走掉了。
At 18 years old, I became at 18 years old, I came back home, and my brother from South America also came back home.
后来等到我长到十八岁了，我真的就回家了。那个我在远在那个南美洲的我的兄弟也回来了。
We got very much involved in missions and got involved in the church work.
当时我们在宣教事上以及教会职堂事情上非常的投入。
One of the missionaries who came and taught us about Jesus Christ told us that they were going to go back home to the USA for 1 year.
其中一个宣教士，从美国来的宣教士告诉我们，他要回国，回美国待一年。
And they wanted my brother and I to come with them to America so that we could share the story of how Jesus saved the two Hindu boys.
他要我们和他这个美国宣教士要我们和他一同回美国，能够和美国人一同分享。耶稣基督是怎样拯救了两个印度教的孩子。
My brother and I prayerfully told the missionary that we needed to take some time and pray about that.
当时我和我的哥哥就跟他说，我们关于这件事情，我们需要一点时间做祷告。
To many young people in Trinidad, that was an opportunity to be able to come to the USA.
对很多千里达的年轻人来说，能够到美国去是一个非常好的机会。
But my brother and I felt as though we needed to talk to the Lord a little bit before we left our land.
但是我的哥哥和我觉得一起认为，如果我们要离开千里达之前，必须要和神交通一下。
My brother and I took a week off, and during that week, the Lord impressed on our hearts.
所以我和我的兄弟一起就是休息了一个星期，在这一个星期里边，神把他的意念放在我们心里面。
The Bible verse that I want to look at for a little bit tonight.
今天晚上我们要看的圣经的一节经文是
And that is found in the book of Acts chapter 16 and verse 31.
是来自使徒行传16章31节。
The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thy household.
圣经说当信主你和你一家必得救。
My brother and I pondered upon that verse.
我和我的哥哥一起在思考，反复思考这节经文。
Papa was lost.
父亲已经失丧的一个人，属于。
Mama was lost.
母亲也是一个属于失丧的一个人。
And our six siblings were lost.
我们六个还有六个同胞兄弟姐妹也是属于失丧的人。
And from what we understand about the Bible,
从我们对圣经的理解来看。
If they had not confessed their sins to Jesus and be forgiven for their sins, then they would go to hell.
如果他们不到来到主耶稣面前，承认他们自己的罪过，让神赦免他们的罪过的话，他们将来就会下地狱。
So my brother and I decided to tell the missionary we are sorry that we could not go with them.
所以我的兄弟和我最后就跟那个美国宣教士说，很对不起，我们不能和你一起到美国去。
Until God did something for our family.
For.除非神在我们家里做了一件奇妙的事情。
I want to take a few minutes to describe my family tonight.
今天晚上我要花几分钟来向大家描述一下我的家庭到底是怎么回事情。
Because I know that not too many people like to talk about their family.
因为很多人也许并不想谈他们自己的家庭的事情。
That is in Trinidad.
在千里达也是这样。
My father was a wealthy businessman.
我的父亲其实是一个非常有钱、富有的商人。
Very successful man.But he became an alcoholic.
他是一个非常成功的人，但他后来他酗酒。
He stopped working very early because he had made so much money.
他因为赚了那么多的钱，所以他有段从某一段时间开始，他再也不早起工作了，干活了。
He felt that one way that he could have treated himself was by drinking alcohol.
那时候他觉得他能够真正能够使自己满足的就是喝酒。
My mother was a very beautiful woman.
我的母亲是一个非常美丽的、漂亮的一个女人。
I'm not just talking in good looks, but I'm talking about in the heart.
我不是说只是她的外貌，其实她的内心也是非常美的一个。
Mama loved her children.
母亲非常爱她的孩子。
And many times when I was outside, I would come back in the house during the day when I was a younger boy.
当我是还小孩子的时候，我出去就很长时间，然后再回来。
And Mama would take care of me.
母亲就会照顾我各种各样的需要。
And then in the evening, Papa would beat on my mother because she took care of me.
但是晚上我的父亲就会对我的母亲拳打脚踢，因为母亲这样的对我。
Because his orders were that I could not come into his house.
因为他对家庭所下的命令就是我不能再回到这个家里边。
My eldest brother vowed that he would never become a Christian.
我的最长兄曾经发过毒誓，说他一辈子不会做基督徒。
He said he was born a Hindu and he would die a Hindu.
他说他生是一个印度教人，死也要做印度教的鬼。
And so my papa was well pleased with him.
所以我的父亲很喜欢他。
And so my papa gave him the business.
所以我父亲就把他自己的事业就给了他。
My second brother, he worked for the your equivalent to the IRS.
哦，我的二哥，他的从事的工作和美国的税务局很像。
Very educated young man.
是一个非常接受高教育程度很高的一个年轻人。
And very successful also.
也是一个非常成功的人。
The third child was my sister, my eldest sister.
第三个孩子就是我的一个姐姐。
Papa fixed her marriage, and so she married a wealthy young man.
父母包办了她的婚姻，所以她和一个富有的人结婚了。
The fourth child was the brother who got saved with me.
第四个孩子就是我的兄弟，就是和我一起得救的那一位。
I'm taking these few minutes to go through my family, my friends, to show you that there's a great mission field out there.
我花这几分钟时间跟大家谈一下我家庭的这些背景，是想跟大家说，其实你的宣教工厂，首先就是宣教工厂就是在家里面。
My brother was he was a very successful sportsman in Trinidad.
我的兄弟是在千里达是一个非常成功的一个运动员。
He played for our island Trinidad.
他为我们的千里达代表千里达去比赛。
And many of the great sportsmen from the Caribbean islands asked him to play for the West Indies.
在加勒比海的很多岛屿上的那些组织都邀请他去为那个西印度代表西印度去比赛。
I'm not saying this to be proud tonight, but I'm taking this time to explain to you a little bit about my family because I think that the family is very important tonight when it comes to missions.
Okay, 我说这些事情并不是想向大家炫耀，我想要说的事情是，宣教首先是在自己家里开始，自己的家是最重要的一个宣教工厂。
The other child was a sister.
另外，我父母另外的孩子也是我的姐妹，是我的胞妹。
She was a beautiful young lady.
她是一个非常漂亮的女孩。
Who felt that her beauty was given to her by herself and not the Almighty God.
她觉得她的美貌是她天生的，跟神没有什么关系。
And so she became a wild young lady.
所以她非常成了一个野孩子。
Had a couple children out of wedlock.
她结果在婚外生了几个孩子。
But she saw how young men will take advantage of her and then leave her.
但是她的一辈子，她就接触了很多那些男孩子，只是想欺负她，利用她，然后得了便宜以后，这些人就离开了。
My other brother was a very educated young man also.
我另外一个兄弟也是一个教育程度很高的一个人。
But he got involved with drugs.
但是他后来吸毒。
The government had given him a scholarship. The government had given him a home and given him travel, a car to travel to do his work.
政府给了他奖学金，给了他钱，给了他辆车，让他去工作。
But he became a drug addict.
但他最后变成那个毒瘾君子。
Now the next child was me, and then the last child was a young lady, and the youngest child out of the eight was a young lady.
所以第七个孩子就是我了。然后我下面我比我小的就是一个我的妹妹。
Very beautiful, kind-hearted young lady.
是一个非常漂亮、心地非常善良的一个女孩子。
But she was born with a hole in her heart.
但是她出生的时候，天生在心脏里边就有一个洞。
Back many years ago when she was born, we had no doctors there who could take care of her with that illness.
所以当出生的时候，我们那时候条件不好，没有医生能够医治她这个病。
The doctors told her that if ever she would get married and try to have children, that she would die.
那当时的医生对他说，他如果长大结婚，如果生孩子的话，就会死。
That's my family.
这就是我家庭的这个背景。
That's my mission field.
这就是我的宣教工厂。
I understood that if I, my brother and I, did not tell my family about Jesus Christ, they would split hell wide open.
我和我的兄弟，就是那个得救那个兄弟，当时明白，如果我不和他们宣讲神国的福音的话，不讲主耶稣基督的话，他们的命运就是下地狱。
And so, my brother and I got down and prayed and asked God to save our family.
所以我和我的哥哥当时就跪下来向神祈求，求神能够拯救我们的家庭。
Tonight, my friends, I don't know what your family looks like tonight.
今天晚上我不知道在座的你们家庭的背景是怎么样。
I know that as a pastor in Trinidad, many families, many mothers and fathers would come to me and say, Pastor, I do not know how to reach my children.
在千里达有很多的人会来到牧师那里，会对牧师说：“牧师啊，我不知道怎么跟我们的家人传讲福音，让他们得救。”
I don't know how to reach them, but we have to reach them.
我们不知道怎么向他们传福音，但是我们必须向他们传福音。
And so tonight, I want to share with you a little bit of what happened to my family.
所以今天晚上我跟大家分享一下我们家庭所发生的事情。
Please do not misunderstand me tonight.
今天晚上请大家不要误会。
When I said that we were not going to go out and tell anyone about Christ until God saved our family.
当我对那个宣教士说，我们除非神先拯救我们家里，否则我们不出去的，不出去。
But I felt if this God, the God who saved me, said that he would save my family, then I believe that God was able to do it.
因为是我们觉得是神感动我们的心，让这句神感动我们的心，让我说这样的话，神一定会拯救我们的家里，所以我有这样的信心。
I am happy to report to you tonight.
今天晚上我非常高兴向大家汇报。
That my mama became a Christian.
我的母亲成了基督徒。
That my papa became a Christian.
我的父亲也信了耶稣。
That my second brother, the second child in the family, became a Christian.
我们家庭的第二个孩子也成了
基督徒。And all of the others became Christian except the first boy.
家庭里面所有的孩子都除了长兄都成了基督徒。
Money was his God.
对他来说，那个长兄来说，只有钱是他的神。
About a year and a few months ago.
大概在一年多几个月以前。
My brother, who was a pastor, who had accepted Christ like me, and we worked with our family.
当时我和我的那个兄弟，也就是和我一起得救的那个兄弟，做了牧师的那个兄弟，当时在家里边一起。
He was preaching at a funeral service.
他在那个家里是在那个葬里边，在那里葬礼上讲话啊，讲道。
And he had an aneurysm, and he died.
当时 ，who died?
My brother.
The eldest brother?
Yeah, my other Christian brother.
我另外一个信主的那个主耶稣基督的那个兄弟，他得了病以后就死了。
God had saved my alcoholic father, my alcoholic mother.
神拯救了我那个酗酒的父亲和那个酗酒的母亲。
God saved all of the other children.
也拯救了所有其他那些孩子。
And my heart was still broken for my eldest brother.
但是我的心仍然在为我那个为得救的长兄在流血。
At the wake of my brother who preached the gospel faithfully in Trinidad.
我们的父亲我的兄弟在千里达一直那个信主的那个兄弟在千里达一直是忠实的服侍主传讲福音。
There were about 2,000 people who came that night to that wake. You know a wake? That's where before you bury, you have a service.
Okay, yeah, 就是在那个葬礼上，我那个兄弟在那里传讲神的福音。当时有2000多个人来到那里。
I was asked to give the word that night.
当时人们邀请我在那里能够讲话，能够讲几句话。
To speak about my brother's life.
来讲我兄弟的一生生平。
But I knew my brother because we worked together for the Lord Jesus Christ for many years.
我对这个兄弟是非常的熟悉，因为我们在一起侍奉主了好几年了。
I knew that he did not want me to talk about him, but he wanted me to talk about Jesus that night.
我知道我的父亲我的兄弟如果活着的话，他不愿意我谈他自己的生平，而是要谈主耶稣基督。
Because many of the people who were there that night, they were our Hindu family.
因为当时在场的很多人都是那些信进印度教的人。
Extended family members.
是我们家庭那个跟有亲戚关系的一个大家庭里面的很多成员。
At the end of the time, I gave an altar call.
所以在当我讲到结束的时候，我就来了一个呼召。
And to my greatest amazement.My eldest brother walked down the aisles.
让我惊奇的是，我的那个长兄居然来到了台前。
That's the power of Jesus.
这就是神的大能。
That's the power of salvation.
这就是拯救的大能，救恩的大能。
That's the power of missions tonight.
这就是救恩的大能，宣教的大能。
My friends, I'm not saying that one, we take one and we leave the other, but I'm saying that the family is very important, and God said it in His word, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy household.
OK, 我是要想大家说的是，神的话是信实的，是当信主，你和你的一家就必得救。
I'm here simply tonight to let you know, not just to let you know about my family, but to let you know of the goodness of Jesus Christ.
今天晚上我要让他知道的不仅仅是我家庭的事情，也要让大家知道神的耶稣的良善。
I want to talk to the young people for a few minutes and then I'll be finished for the night.
在这里我要借此机会再和这里的年轻人再讲几句话，然后我就结束。
My mom and papa did not know Jesus.
我的父亲和母亲以前不认识主耶稣基督。
My papa took advantage of us.
我的父亲利用了我们。
There was resentment in my heart as a young boy towards my father.
当我年轻的时候，我心里边对我的父亲一直有不满。
But the Bible in the book of Galatians says.
但是加拉太书说。
In Galatians 5:22 and 23 says.
在加拉太书二十二章二五章二十二节二十三节。
That the fruit of the Spirit is love.
圣灵的果子是仁爱。
Joy, peace.
喜乐和平。
Patience, kindness.
忍耐恩慈良善。
Goodness, faithfulness.
信实温柔节制。
Gentleness and self-control.
信实温柔节制。
Pastor, it's easy for you to say tonight.
当然讲是容易的。
That Jesus saved your family.
你说你讲的很容易，耶稣拯救了你的家庭，拯救了你的一家。
But I want to say to you tonight, young people.
但是我要对在座的年轻人今天晚上说。
That if you have fathers and mothers who don't know Jesus.
如果你们的父母还不认识主耶稣基督。
If you have brothers and sisters who don't know Jesus.
如果你们的兄弟姐妹还不认识主耶稣基督。
That there is a God in heaven.
他们不知道在天有一位神。
Who died.
他为我们死。
And have given you the power.
给你能力。
Of Galatians 5:22 and 23.
也就是能够结出圣灵的果子，就像加拉太书所说的那样。
I had to learn patience.
我要通过努力，要学怎么样使自己能够忍耐。
I had to learn forgiveness.
我要学会能够饶恕别人。
And sometimes, my friends, the song's easy when the preacher says it.
You know, 有的朋友说啊，说的容啊，听起来很容易，说起来很容易，做到就很难了。
But if we are to win our parents and our children to Jesus Christ,
但是如果我们要赢得我们的父母、我们的兄弟姐妹的心，让他们能够回归主耶稣基督的话，
then we will have to pay the price of Galatians 5:22 and 23.
我们自己首先要结出加拉太书五章二十二节、二十三节所说的那些果子来，这是要付代价的。
We will have to love like Jesus loved.
我们要像耶稣这样能够爱人。
We will have to be patient like how Jesus was patient.
我们要像主耶稣基督那样能够忍耐。
And I think more than anything in the world, we will have to be forgiven like how Jesus was forgiven.
最重要的事情，我们要学会像耶稣基督那样能够饶恕别人。
And so tonight I leave you with this verse one more time.
所以今天晚上在我结束讲道之前，我再给大家赠送这节经文。
We will cross. We will open the doors.
我们要把门打开。
We will walk down the hall.
我们能够走到那个。
We will walk into the living room.
走到起居室。
We will walk into the dining room.
走到我们的餐厅。
And there we will meet with our parents.
在那里和我们的父母相遇。
And there our parents would meet with the children.
在那里再和父母和我们的孩子相遇。
And it is there we will see the power of God unto salvation.
在那里我们可以看见神的大能，神拯救的救恩的大能是如何在我们身上做工。
May God bless you as we cross the floors of our homes.
愿神祝福大家能够走出自己的房间，来到起居室、餐厅和我们家人相聚。
As we cross the street.
就像我们待会儿要走到过街一样。
And we cross the sea.
然后我们要过大海。
God bless you.
神祝福你们。